So I'm here with Davo after a 5-0 away win at Andover Town in the Northants Senior Cup. Well, Davo, first of all, you must be absolutely delighted with the result.
Yeah, great result. We played particularly well at times. Didn't start the game very well. Grew into the game nicely in the first half. How we didn't get, well, 3 or 4 penalties, but being generous, at least 2 penalties, I'll never know. But nicked a goal, Simba, nice bit of play, finishing to the bottom corner, one up. Really should have been a few more up at half time, but you know, we took 1-0 and it was a pretty professional first half job, really. I was relatively pleased with it.
And obviously, you say about the first half, the first sort of 10 or 15 minutes, it looked as though Andover started the game very lively. They sort of almost come at you like a train. And then sort of 20, 25, and by the half an hour mark, it looked as though really they'd run out of steam. And then, as you say, you sort of nicked the goal and you probably grew into the game. Like you say, not maybe the best performance for the first 15 or 20, but more of a professional job done.
Yeah, it's much documented. We've had a lot of injuries, but also ridiculous rule in this. We've had 4 ineligible players today. The game should have been played in November or December. And due to the fact that it got cancelled, we had to play the same players that had been signed in time for that fixture. So it left us struggling. We had a bench of 4 players, 2 of which weren't fit. One of which was Al Davis, who hasn't played all season. And the other one was Pricey. So we were certainly... You know, we were down to the bare bones. We managed to get Aaron Blacksall back from on his loan. He played and did well. Pleased with him and for him. Obviously, Jordan came in. And, I know they had a few young lads playing in their team, but we certainly weren't at our full capacity either.
And second half, much the Southern League side you looked. At the start of the second half, and maybe I'm being a bit harsh, but as bad as you were for the first 10 or 15 in the first half, you were absolutely outstanding for the first 10 or 15 in the second half, and the quality shone through, and the second goal typified that, really.
Yeah, we played some great stuff. That first 15 minutes, they couldn't get near us. Looked the very, very good side, scored a great goal. It was several passes before Rob Carr scored, a screamed one into the top corner. Great goal from Rob Carr, really good goal. He's pleased to hear that, he's walking past now. But genuinely, it was a fantastic goal. But prior to that, we'd had a passing move of about 15-20 passes, probably more. We'd gone in and out and back and forward and back. You know, it was a really, really fine bit of football. Finished off with an absolute screamer from Rob. So yeah, pleased to get that goal. It sort of killed them a little bit. Then we got a third. Josh Francis with a lead finish into the corner. So that was good. 3-0. And there was a little spell where we took our foot off the gas. Actually, to be fair, I got that wrong. I mean, Jordan's made a couple of great saves at 2-0. I don't think it would have... probably sounds like, you know, if they'd have scored at 2-0, it would have been a different game. But I think we would have stepped it up again. We were that much better than them, really. But Jordan's made 2 fantastic saves. Probably 2 or 3 saves, but 2 of them are absolutely fantastic. So credit to him for that. He's a good keeper, smashing lad, and I was pleased for him to get his clean sheet. So, yeah, no, it was good.
And, yeah, I mean, you've touched on it there, and I wanted to obviously come on to that. You've said, obviously, you're pleased for him, but 2 absolutely sort of world-class saves, really. One onto the bar and one from point-blank range. And massive, yeah, like, as you say, maybe the tide wouldn't have turned, but certainly massively kept you in the game at 2-0. And then Josh goes on and gets a third. And then the game starts to get stretched and they start to tire. And again, you impose your authority and you finish with a bit of a flurry in terms of 4 and 5.
Yeah, I'm pleased we got the extra couple of goals. It was more of a fairer reflection of the game, really. Chalky scored with a nice finish, a bit of skill and a nice finish into the corner for 4-0. And then we got a fifth late on. Good bit of play from Sim. He's ran the length of the pitch. Craigie Martins ran out with him and couldn't really miss there at the back stick, and Sims pulled it back and he's just nudged it over the line for 5-0. So really, really good win, and finished off, please. I'm pleased with Craig to get his goal, and it was a good bit of play from Sim as well. So, yeah, good end to the game as well.
And looking forward, obviously nice to progress through a quarter final into the semi final, and that brings Tadley away, which certainly won't be an easy game by any stretch. They've had a good season, and they did very well in one of the, it might have been the Vars or the equivalent, that they did very well in one of the competitions this year. So that's going to be a tough game for you.
Yeah, it is tough. We went out to them in a cup last year, and you know, they're always fired up to play us. So yeah, that'll be tough. But we've got more games to worry about for them. That game, I'm not sure if it's arranged yet, but pretty sure it's going to be on a Thursday, which doesn't help. But first of all, we've got to deal with Hamwell, who we lost to at home, and we'll be looking to try and get something away from home. We've been good away recently. Another away win tonight, and hopefully we can carry on our good form on Saturday.
And looking forward to Saturday. I mean, the one massive positive from tonight is you must be delighted that you haven't picked up any injuries. You've got through a game and you've not got any injuries. Brett came in at right back and got a good sort of 60, maybe 70 minutes in him tonight, which was good. First game back for 2 or 3 weeks. And as I say, you must be pleased that you haven't picked up any further injuries.
Yeah, that's a big, big bonus. We haven't got any injuries. And like you say, Brett's come back, Rob Carr's come back today and managed to get through the game without getting injured. Or anyone else. We couldn't play Hawley and Scotty today. The plan was to play them, but they were unable to play. They were on the bench, but we didn't need to use them, or couldn't use them really. So hopefully 2 or 3 days they might be a bit closer as well. So we're gradually getting some lads back. We're still missing Ben Toy and Frenchie, Harry Davis. Pretty much everyone else is getting there. But well, carrying niggles, but getting there. So we're in a much better place now.
And again, I think I said previously, potentially tipped as a big week again this week for you with Bedford, Egham tonight, and then obviously Saturday with Hamwell. Obviously Bedford, a fantastic point. Egham in the end postponed tonight. Another good away win and a quarter final or semi final secured. And again, you're on the verge of having another good week, and the good weeks just keep rolling on at the minute.
Yeah, it is good. We had, like I say, a good point. Unfortunate about the game against Egham. We trained anyway and trained well, and lads done some good work, and we rolled it into tonight and done a good professional job. You know, it wasn't going to be easy. They're doing well in their league, and I know they've got a really good youth setup, and their youth team smashed our youth team up this year. So, you know, whilst a few of them were younger lads, you know, they're no mugs. So, you know, we needed to do a decent job on them, and I know anyone that was there would have been relatively impressed with what we did.
And any final thoughts on the game itself at all?
No, you know, sort of a bit of a banana skin overcome, and we look forward to another semi-final. You know, we've had a great season. We've got over 40 points, more than we've had for 5 years. Three semi-finals and a quarter-final, was it, as well. So, you know, we've had a really good season. I just want us to finish it with a flourish.
Last question. You must be thinking that you could win some silverware. You're still in two cups. It must be the icing on the cake for you this season. You say you've had a good season, but that must be the...
Yeah, it would be the icing on the cake. I mean, the league's the bread and butter. It's a miracle, really, for us with our budget to get safe, and we've got safe. We've exceeded that. None of us are happy with just getting safe, but, you know, to get safe is an achievement in itself, and a trophy in itself. Sound like Arsene Wenger saying fourth's a trophy, but you know, staying up is a trophy, and anyone who knows anything about the game knows it is. So that's a credit to us, but we've kicked on from there. We've pushed on over 40 points. We want to get a few more points, and if we can get a trophy, it'd be magnificent. But you know, we've got some tough games to come first.
Well, congratulations on tonight, and good luck in the semis, and more importantly, probably first of all, good luck on Saturday.
Cheers, mate.